The following is a class on the Srimad Bhagavatam, 1st Canto, 7th Chapter, Text Number 18, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on September 15th, 1976, in Vrindavan, India.
Tamapapantam sabilaksadura kumaraho udbhigna manarathena parajyavat prana paritushu purva javad vamang rudra vayad yatharka. So here is one reference that Lord Brahma was pursued by Lord Shiva when Brahma was running after his beautiful daughter. So similarly, here Ashwatthama knew that Arjuna is coming to kill him, so he was running very swiftly. From apatantam sa vilaksa dura, from distant place when he saw that Arjuna was coming, so dehatma buddhi, this is the distinction between person in bodily concept of life and person who is liberated from the bodily concept of life. So, when Dudbhasa Muni cursed or wanted to kill Amrit Maharaj. So Amrit Maharaj was a devotee. Unnecessarily he was harassed by Dudbhasa Muni, but because Amrit Maharaj was a pure devotee, advanced, he was not afraid of being killed. He was not afraid. There are many instances. There is Prahlad Maharaj. He was attempted to be killed by his father so many times, but he was never afraid. Although he was 5 years old boy, but he was not afraid. So that is the distinction between an advanced devotee and ordinary man. Dhirastatva namuhyati. Death means changing of the body. So there is nothing to be very much afraid of. But one is afraid of death because at the time of death, the tribulation, the miserable condition of the body is very, very severe. So much severe that one cannot remain. He has to give up his body. Just like sometimes out of disappointment, too much suffering, one commits suicide, death. So death means very, very painful. As much as birth is also very much painful. Therefore, Krishna presents janma mitru jarabhyadhi dukha dosanu darsana. One who is intelligent enough, he should always keep before him the sufferings of birth, death, old age and disease in front. You can say Birth, death, old age, these are very suffering conditions. But if one is advanced devotee, he is not afraid. Narayana parasadve na kutasana bibhati. Narayana para is never afraid of. Death is coming, that's all right. What is wrong there? Provided he knows that after giving up this body, I am going to Krishna. Dhira satana mahiyati. He is dhira. One who is dhira, he is not afraid of. So we have to become dhira. Then we shall not be afraid of death. Unless we are dhira, there are two classes of men, dhira and adhira. Dhira means one is not disturbed even though there is cause of disturbance. One may not be disturbed when there is no cause of disturbance. That's why we are not now, at the present moment, we are not afraid of death. But as soon as we find there is earthquake and we are afraid of this building may fall down, the cause of disturbances, then we become very much disturbed, sometimes screaming. So one who is not disturbed, even there is cause of disturbance, he is called dhira. Dhira sattva-namayya. This is the statement of Bhagavad Gita. We have to become dhira from adhira. But this Krishna consciousness movement is so nice that adhira can be dhira. This is the profit of this movement. Krishna kirtana gana nattana paro prema mritamani dhi dhira dhira. Krishna kirtana gana nattana paro prema mritamani dhi dhira dhira janapriyo. This Krishna consciousness movement is pleasing to both the classes of men, namely the dhira and the adhira. It is so nice. Dhira dhira janapriyo kriyakaro ninmasaro pujita. This was introduced by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and followed by the sixth Goswami. Bande rupa sanatana jagujigo sri jiva gopal. So, this is the movement, how to make a adhira dhira. Everyone is adhira, who is not afraid of death, who is not afraid of course, that were too much agnostic, they forget. But there is suffering, we can see how one suffering at the time of death. There are some men dying. Nowadays it has become a very common coma. One is lying in the bed for weeks, 2 weeks, crying. The life is not going. Those are very, very sinful. There is great pain at the time of death, there is great pain at the time of birth, and there is pain when you are diseased, and there are so many pains when you are old, the body is not strong, we suffer in so many ways, especially rheumatism and indigestion, then blood pressure, headache, so many things. Therefore, one should be trained up how to become dhira. These things, disturbances, make us a dhira. and we should be trained now to heal. That is spiritual education. One has to know it. Matras parasastha kauntriya sitasna sukhadukkada. This suffering, matras parasastha, tarmatra, on account of the senses, sense perception, we suffer. And these senses are made of material nature. So one has to become above the material nature, then he can become dhīra. Otherwise, one has to remain adhīra. Dhīra, dhīra, jana, priya, priya, karo. So, Aśvatthama became very much disturbed. Tam ātva, tamāpatam tam sa vilaksa dhūrā. Kumāra, ha, from hanan, killing. So he is described here not as Aśvatthama, Kumāra, ha, one who killed the five boys of Draupadi, Kumāra. Boys are called Kumāra. Prahlad Maharaj has said, Kaumāra. Kaumāra ācarit prajñā dharmān bhāgavatāni. So from the childhood, because here Kumāra ha, they were innocent boys, they were killed. So we do not know whether I am a Kumar or I am an old man. There is no certainty of death. Any moment death can take place. Not that I am now Kumara, I can play. When I shall become old man, I shall chant Hare Krishna. This is not a very good policy. Prahlad Maharaj says no, immediately. Kaumāra ācarit prajñā dharmān bhāgavatāni. Therefore, the children, those who are actually dhīra, vaiṣṇava, they should give education to the children. What education? Not this so-called technical education or smoking education, drinking education, and so many rascal education. This is not education. Education means Bhagavata education. To understand God. That is what. Athātu brahma jigyāna. Education should be given in such a way that the student should be very, very inquisitive. Inquisitive. What about? Inquisitive about Brahma. Not about this body. The body is matter. And the spirit soul is Brahma. Athāta Brahma Jigyāsa. This is human life. One should be inquisitive to know about spiritual life, what is spirit, so that is the first education. But where is that education? There is no such education. Prahlad Maharaj teaches that immediately, from the beginning of life, as soon as one is 4 or 5 years old, he should be educated about Brahma. That is called Brahma Jigyasa, beginning. That is wanted. And for him there is need of guru, one who is inquisitive or serious about inquiring about Brahma. He requires guru. Guru is not a fashion. Guru is necessity. Tadvijñānārtham guru meva vigacche. Tadvijñānam. Tadvijñānam means spiritual education. For material education, there is no need of guru. Guru of course required, but guru means to inquire about spiritual subject matter. Tasmad gurum pravaddeta jigyasu shreya uttamam. Uttamam. Uttamam means udgata tamam jasmat. Tamam means darkness. This world is darkness. Everyone will know that this material world is dark. And because it is dark, there is need of the sun sign, there is need of the moon sign, there is need of electricity, there is need of fire, because it is constitutionally dark. And the Vedic injunction is tamasi ma. Don't remain in darkness. Jyoti gama. Go to the light. And our Chaitanya Charitamrita, Kaviraj Goswami, he gives what is that light. Krishna Suddha Sama Hai Maya Andhukar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Rodhika. That light is Krishna. And anything which is not Krishna, Krishna is everything, but to make a general division, Maya, that is Andhakar. So we should not remain in Maya. We should remain always in Krishna consciousness. Then our life is successful. Otherwise, we shall continue the life of darkness. Uttamam, udgata, tama, darkness. You have to pass over this darkness. Padanga padanga jada vipodam. Here in the darkness, just like in the darkness, if you walk, in every step there is danger. Every step there is padanga padanga jada vipodam. If you don't want to avoid this dangerous life in darkness, then you must get to Krishna consciousness. Krishna Surya Sama Hai Maya Andhakar. Maya is Andhakar. Jaha Krishna Taha Nahi Maya Radhika. The Surya, as long as there is sunshine, the darkness automatically goes away. So if you keep Krishna always in view, in your brain, within your heart, sabai manat Krishna padaravinda. If you simply keep Krishna within the heart, manmana bhavamad bhakta, Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta, then your life is. Otherwise, in the darkness, there is always danger in every state. Padanga padanga jada vipula. Samasita ji padaballavam pravam. Mahat padanga punna jaso murari. Bhavam buddhi vasta padanga paranga padam. Padanga padanga jada vipula. This is the version of Srimad Bhagavatam. Take shelter of Krishna. Samasita ji padaballavam pravam. Padaballavam. Lotus feet of Krishna, Jasu Murari. Murari is Krishna. One who has taken shelter of the lotus feet, which is compared with a boat, plumbum, then he has nothing to fear from this material ocean of darkness. And this place, this material world, which is darkness, and where there is danger, step by step, padanga padanga jada vipadam, na tesham, tesham, for them, it is not for them. It is for the persons who want to remain in the darkness. And one who does not want to remain in darkness, for him, tasmād gurum prabhadita, he has to take shelter of the bona fide guru. If you are serious about not remaining in darkness, as it is said in the Vedas, tamasi mā jyotirgamā, if you take this instruction of Vedas, Vedic instruction, you have to take. Otherwise you will suffer. That is Veda. Why Veda is there? To give you intelligence. Caitanya Caitanya says, anādi bohirmukh jīv Krishna bhuli gela atayev Krishna veda purāna kurila. This rascal, anādi bohirmukh jīv, bereft of Krishna consciousness, jīv, they do not know when they have forgotten Krishna. Anādi. Anādi means even before creation. Before creation. Long, long period. So anādi bahinmukh jīv Krishna bhuli gela. Ataya Krishna veda puranas. What is the meaning of this Vedas and Puranas? To remind us about Krishna. So, how he'll understand Vedas and Puranas? Tasmād gurum prabhadita. You have to go to the Guru. Why? Jigyāsu says, if you want to know the real life, then you have to go to Jigyāsu sevuttamam. Then what is the sign, what is the symptom of such guru, where I shall get real information? That is also stated. Jigyasu sevu tamam sabde parecham nisnatam. One who is fully aware of the transcendental science or words, sabda brahma. Sabda brahma means Vedic literature. One is completely in awareness of Vedic knowledge. Sabde parecha nisnatam. Nisnatam means one has taken a dip in the ocean of this Vedic literature. Nisnatam. And what is the result? Sabde parecha nisnatam. Brahmani upasamasrayam. The Supreme Brahma, Brahma, Paramatma, Bhagavan, Brahmani, either of them. But Bhagavan is the best. Or, if you cannot approach Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality Godhead, Brahma is also. Because if one is in Brahma, he has a chance to make further progress. But in Kali Yuga, it is very difficult to go very slow. Therefore, Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Shastras, they are giving directly in touch with Krishna. Step by step, it is very difficult. So that is the special gift in this age. That is said in the Srimad Bhagavatam. In this age, there is a special gift. What is that special gift? Kirtanadiva Krishnasya. Kalo, in this age, this world is full of faults. But there is one facility. Kirtanadiva Krishnasya. Mukta Sangha Parangvaje. One can become liberated and go back to home, back to Godhead. Therefore, the Krishna consciousness movement is there to take Krishna Kirtan very easily. We have got a report from Europe in Jugoslavia, Vidya, people are chanting Hare Krishna mantra even there, in Jugoslavia. That is a communist country, is it not? What is that place?
Yugoslavia.
They are taking very nice part in chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, that there is no question of language difficulty. Hare Krishna mantra is so nice that any part of the world or any part of the universe, he can go and chant and it will be appreciated. There is no need of language difficulty. So take this Hare Krishna mantra, chant yourself, preach all over the world, everyone will be happy and there will be no more fearfulness from death. Dhīra-satta-namayyas. No more death. Thank you very much.